The next coach in the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 1-2 in conference, 3-4 overall. Nebraska hosts Northwestern on Saturday, an 11 a.m. matchup to appear on ESPN2. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Okay.
Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Questions are good.
All right, let's take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Luke Meredith with Associated Press.
Morning, Coach.
Good morning, Luke.
So the downside of social media sort of reared its ugly head again this weekend after the Michigan State game. A lot of fans went online to say sort of nasty things about the punter. And I'm wondering, as the head coach of a school with such a passionate and engaged fan base, what's your thinking on social media and maybe how you would like to see your players use it and that sort of all that stuff?
Well, you know, I think that it's a tough world that way, and I've given many little talks about the fact that you don't want to gain your identity by what everybody else is thinking about you on social media. My advice is it really kind of clouds and takes time with what you're really trying to get done. And so I think that that's probably hard to do because there's so much stuff out there. But if I could shield them from it, I would. And when they use it, you know, I always encourage them to use it in some way to build up their school, their team, and their teammates. And certainly don't get into anything that is a response or try to defend, because it really doesn't do much good. It takes too much time.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, why do you feel like your defense has had success stopping the run so far this year and on the flip side struggle a bit defending the pass?
I think that, a goal of ours is to be a good run defensive team. You know, I think if you're the other way around, the team's controlling the ball on the ground, that you can be in for long days and not many opportunities offensively on the other side. So it's a goal of ours. And the other thing is the initial strength of our defense as we looked at personnel is we've got good interior tackles and guys that on the edge play good run defense as defensive ends. And our linebackers have played well. And our safeties are involved nicely in run defense when called upon. So we've done a nice job there. And then, you know, pass defense-wise, I think that we have basically been a victim of poor position a lot of times, inability to finish. And so we've been working hard technically on leverage on receivers, playing the ball down the field, I think in the last couple of weeks made some progress. We certainly have to balance this thing out because, we want to be a good run defense, but we can't be that far down as a pass defense. And it's a combination of rush and coverage always, so we need to improve all of that. But I think why is because we have good players that are doing a nice job playing the run.
Coach, Northwestern's program was disrupted not long ago by an effort to unionize. Where do you stand on college football players being paid to play and or being able to unionize?
Well, you know, I think that I am on the side of basically looking out for the welfare of the student athlete. And I'm not sure if that answer is unionization, or I think representation is really important, which I think that the NCAA and college football in general has embraced in some regard with the inclusion of student athletes on some of the committees. But I'm not sure what that answer is. We're making some strides. You know, the cost of attendance deal, the meal deal, those are good things. The pay for play situation is, I think, slippery. How that is done is very, very complicated, and might really, in the end, really hurt college sports in general, not just football, because there's going to be a trickle down in every way that you look at it. And so my worry is, with the more expense in some areas, that sports will be cut, and we're losing the whole idea of opportunity for college kids to play sports. I think that there's some kind of, there's a good motive in student athlete welfare, and there we got to be careful about some unintended consequences that might occur because of finance. So that's no answer to your question, but those are some of the issues as you look forward to what you can do that have to be, I think, talked about.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Mitch Sherman with ESPN.com.
Hey, Mike, three games in to the Big Ten and scouting some of the teams that you have. What's your thought in general on the quarterback play in the league?
I think it's good. I've seen some guys making big-time plays, efficiency at quarterback. I thought the guy at Illinois really stood in there against us, and we had a bad day weather-wise, lots of wind, and he made big plays at the end to win the game. And I thought the Minnesota's quarterback, that first drive scared me to death. He made two big-time plays with people right in his face. So I think the position appears to be really well coached, and there's guys whether or not they throw a lot in a game, they're very efficient at playing their position.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, we have time for one more question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Tim Griffin with San Antonio News.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing today?
Tim, how are you? Great. Great to talk to you.
Hey, I've got a real quick question for you. A lot of critics of college football are saying the sport drags as far as spectators, and there's a potential for more injuries as far as, you know, longer games than that. You've been a coach in the CFL, the NFL, and also in college. Where do you come down on all that?
Well, that's an interesting point, because that was made to me after a game here just a couple of weeks ago, and I'm not sure. I don't want to pretend I have any answers to this question either. Except, boy, there is a lot of timeouts in the game, and some of them are very necessary, you know, because of the place that we have on TV today in all the networks. So I don't like I said, that answer is hard. I think that has to be addressed, though, because it's obvious that one of the things that drives this thing is the fan interest that we have, and we have to obviously keep maintaining and growing that area.
I appreciate it. Thanks again.
Yeah, great to talk to you, Tim.
All right.
Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.